You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy. Dom's away for the day. He'll be back tomorrow. So Josh is filling in with me this morning. Thank you as always, buddy. Everybody's texting in saying how much they love you. So
I'm not getting those texts. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't let it get to your head.
I won't. Dude, I love filling in. I love being able to chime in with you and have these great conversations with everybody. It's a great time,
man. A lot of times when Josh fills in, like the next 2 days after, he's like, his chest is all pumped up and he's like walking around like, yep.
Take a lot of mirror selfies. I'm feeling good about myself, man. Yeah.
People seem to enjoy me. Don't brag. Let's jump into a trending report. Super excited for left-handers today. It's left-handers day. Hooray!
Do you do anything left-handed? I was trying to think about that. So this is probably normal for most people, but when I cut with like a steak, I will hold the fork with my left hand and cut with my right.
Okay, I do that. Because you want your dominant hand
dominant hand cutting, yeah.
I'm clipping my nails. I mean, you'll have to use the left to clip your nails.
I'm not good at that.
My right hand is janky.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't look as good. Seriously.
And I mean, like, I'll open a car door with the left, but like brushing teeth, no, right.
Yeah, righty.
Picking my nose is gonna be my right hand.
Obviously, yep.
Holding the steering wheel in America's pickup.
Right. I do my left hand. Okay, I drive with my left hand.
Weird.
That is so weird. I didn't think about that. Mm. Yeah.
1 in 10 people have left hand issues.
Good for them.
Issues.
Happy left-handed day.
When my kids were growing up, we made sure that we taught them to use their right hand more. Like, so if they were coloring, we would put the crayons in their right hand. If they were eating, we'd put the fork in their right hand.
Is that good or bad parenting?
That's the thing. Like, I just said that out loud. I don't know. I mean, I'm not looking down on left-handed people by any
means.
You
are a little
bit.
Kinda
like,
you kind of are.
I feel like right-hand life is easier. When you're zipping your jeans, you're on the right side.
Life is made for right-handed people.
If you're swiping a credit card, right-hand.
It's made for right-handed people, yes.
Car fobs,
right-handed. But I keep my keys in my left pocket.
Do you reach over with your right hand and pull them out of your left pocket?
I'm a lefty. I'm ambidextrous.
You're weird. Anyway, if you see somebody giving you a thumbs up today, it's probably left-handed because it's left-handed day. There's a funny little ranker.com list out this morning talking about the workplace that you would like to work at, but the workplace has to be from like a TV show.
Okay.
Or a movie.
That's funny.
And I mean, instantly, I would go to The Office.
Yeah.
I would want to work in The Office.
Would you want Michael Scott as your boss, though?
Yes, actually,
I would. That would be hilarious.
Number one was the Pawnee Parks and Recreation Department from
Parks and Recreation.
Treat
That's
yourself.
So good.
Treat yourself. The Dunder Mifflin Office made the list. And a lot of really old ones that I don't want to talk about.
The top two are the only ones you needed to know. Come on.
Also, another list out this morning of the best high school movies of all time. Number one came in with... The Breakfast Club.
Never seen it.
I haven't either.
I hear good things, though.
I hear great things, Josh. I'm on my 80s movie journey right now, where I'm watching a bunch of movies from the 80s because everybody raves about them.
They're good.
And I've never seen them.
It was
so
a good
I
decade.
Just watched St. Elmo's Fire, which was total crap. But The Breakfast Club.
Did it not hold up? Didn't hold up very well?
No, it didn't. Yeah. And actually, I just watched 16 Candles as well, and that came
That's
in
a good
number
one.
Five.
That's a good one.
Eh, debatable. Back to the Future came in at number two. Ferris Bueller's Day Off came in at number three.
I like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Can't Hardly Wait would probably be mine with Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I don't even remember what year
that's
was.
That's a good
early
one.
Early 2000s, late 90s.
I like 10 Things I Hate About You. I think that's a really
number
good
eight.
One. Okay, so it made the list. Good.
It made the list.
Love it.
Look at that.
Love
All
it.
Right. Nobody cares about that. All right, so Chuck E. Cheese has a subscription plan for people who spend way too much at Chuck E. Cheese. They just announced
who
it.
Who are those people?
Well,
I don't know what I have against. I don't know what I have against Chuck E. Cheese. I've been there a bunch when I was a kid. But...
I took my kids there quite a bit. But then you. Yeah.
It's a great place. It's fun.
So there's three tiers.
If you love getting your kids sick with the germs.
Enjoy washing your hands. There are three tiers, gold, silver, and bronze. And the tiers go $7.99, $11.99, and then $30 a month. And with those, you get, you know, a certain amount of video games and then a percentage off food, drinks, and bonus games, they're calling it.
That's cool.
You can go every day and bring up to 6 family members.
Every day.
They're like, not again. Please, not
hey,
again.
Jeremy. Who'd you bring this time?
They have beer there, right, though? Yeah,
For the parents' sake, I hope so.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's
it's a fun place, man. A lot of skee ball. It's a good time.
A lot of ticket collecting. Yeah. You bet. That's great for somebody
for
to
sure.
pay for. Okay, yeah. So Disney's spending some of that Deadpool money. Disney Cruise Lines has announced the order of 4 new ships.
Oh my gosh.
Boy. Oh, boy. We were going to do 3, but let's go ahead and do 4.
Deadpool made $1 billion.
Deadpool's making bank. Oh, boy.
The ships are going to be delivered between 2027 and 2031 because, you know, they got to build them.
For sure. You a big cruise guy?
I have been on one cruise down to the Bahamas and the whole Paradise Island Atlantis and everything down there. It was fine. It was okay.
Would you go on the Disney cruise?
I really want to go on an Alaskan cruise. So if it's a Disney one or whatever, I would go up to Alaska on that. I hear those cruises are awesome.
The one I would do, being a Star Wars nerd, obviously, there's that Disney Star Wars cruise where it's like you are cabin, and it's like $8,000 per person.
Holy
but
crap.
It is one of
it's
those
a cruise?
Things. It's a cruise, yeah. And it's everybody that is working there, they're all in Star Wars garb. It is really cool, man. I want to do that one.
Don't you want to talk to those people and see if they really like their job or
do
not?
Do you hate your life? Do you want to jump ship?
Another day dressing as C-3PO. Oh. Here we go.
I'm BB-8.
Here we go.
It's terrible.
Another day being a Wookiee.
That'd be
this is
fun.
What I went
that'd
to college
fun.
For.
That'd be fun. I would do it. I would do it.
A little taste of sports here for you. Fox has almost sold out all the commercial slots for the 2025 Super Bowl. And they are saying $7 million for a 30-second ad this time around, for 30 seconds.
Goodness.
That's just over what we get for 30-second commercials here.
Just a little bit.
We're at $6 million.
Like half a million, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
And then you had a story about a guy in mayonnaise or something?
I do. So the Tennessee Titans' new quarterback, Will Levis, went viral last year as a rookie because he loved mayonnaise. Like, this guy drinks mayonnaise. He puts mayonnaise in his coffee and uses that for his creamer. Now,
what I've heard of people doing that, or the little dollop of butter.
Are they serial killers?
I don't know. I haven't done the mayonnaise, though.
Anyway, so this year, because you always got to do one up every single year, he is coming out with his own fragrance.
Shut your face.
That is Parfum de Mayonnaise. His perfume.
Say that again.
Parfum de Mayonnaise.
De mayonnaise.
He is coming out with a fragrance that smells like mayonnaise. And this is all real. Will Levis is dropping a fragrance that is Parfum de Mayonnaise.
What does it smell like on like a 90-degree day?
Oh, just horrible
if
stuff.
If you could pick one condiment to smell like, what would you pick?
Spicy mustard.
Damn, that's good.
I love spicy mustard, man. Hot mustard from McDonald's. That's what I would choose.
Oh, my God. Oh! I love hot mustard from McDonald's.
It's so good.
You dip your fries in that.
So good. What about you?
Teriyaki sauce, maybe?
You get a little sweetness there. A little sweetness.
Like the orange glaze that they put on orange chicken. Would that be considered a condiment? I mean,
yeah,
I guess you can make anything a condiment.
It's a sauce. Yeah. I think for me,
I smell like orange chicken.
I want to change mine. It's not going to be a sauce. I would smell like Dr. Pepper. I'm addicted. I would smell like Dr. Pepper.
Well, if we're playing that game, then I want to smell like brownies.
Okay, well, all right, yeah.
Doesn't
true.
Everybody
that's
love
fair.
The smell of brownies?
They're so good,
everybody
man.
Would like
They're
me.
They're so
everybody
good.
Would like
You'd be
me.
So sweet.
And my quest for everybody liking me would be complete.
It smells so good.
It smells
so good.
Hey, pet lovers, the list of the 10 most pet-friendly cities is out this morning, and I think number one is total crap. Total crap. It is Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, I disagree.
This is coming from Wallet Hub. They use 23 key metrics.
Why is Wallet Hub
nerds,
doing this?
Nerds, I don't know. Well, the big category was pet budgets.
Oh, okay.
But then it went into health and wellness and outdoor pet friendliness, and that's where my red flag went up with Scottsdale, freaking Arizona.
Not even close.
Where it's 115 degrees every day in the summer. You're not bringing your dog outside to go for a walk
You're
in that
carrying
temperature.
Them.
That's the least friendly outdoor scenario.
Did Denver make anything?
No, Denver wasn't on any of this.
What?
Total crap.
All we do is bring our pets hiking with us every day.
Everywhere. Vegas made the list at number 3 again.
These people live there.
I know
there.
There's suburbs and stuff in Vegas. There's actual other things besides the strip, but no. False. There's another story about animals this morning. Where's it at? Oh, here we go. Americans are showing more interest in owning miniature cows, goats, and donkeys, and other small farm animals. A trend driven by hobby farmers and COVID, it sounds like. So during the pandemic, a lot of people were looking for things to do, so they went out and got themselves like a miniature goat.
This is my emotional support alligator. His name is Terry.
Listen, I will say the whole thing's kind of cheesy. I get the chickens thing, you know, if you want farm fresh eggs and all that, but they stink and they bring in rats. But I get the goats. We were at Grant's farm in St. Louis a couple years ago, and they had miniature goat, like, feeding and petting.
They're cute, man.
Dude.
They're
like,
cute.
The cutest little creatures, these little goats, and they're... You put the bottle in their mouth, and it'll...
Have you seen their pupils, though, man? They're weird. They're sideways.
They, yeah. They're
weird
slightly,
pupils.
Like, demonic. You know,
a little bit,
look,
yeah.
But
do
I
you...
could see having a little goat.
Okay, so besides goats, because we know you love the goats... What would be your emotional support animal that would not be a dog, cat, or goat? What would you choose? What would you go to?
Oh, damn it. You're putting me on the spot.
I know.
I want
it's
a
so
little
good.
Monkey.
Oh, that's a good.
A
they're
little
so
chimpanzee.
Smart, man. That's good.
With his little diaper on, and yeah.
That's good.
And he can, like, fetch things for me. And,
you
like,
and
come
MJ,
back.
Right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's exactly what
Bobo.
I want, Josh. Hey, listen to this school worker. Name is Vera Little, it looks like, has been sentenced to 9 years in jail after stealing $1.5 million in chicken wings from the school. Prosecutors are saying that the food was intended for students during the height of the pandemic. Of course, another pandemic
no.
one. But Vera went in and was siphoning off chicken wings. Over $1.5 million. A business manager noticed it when they were trying to do the books and noticed that they were ordering so many chicken wings.
Why are we ordering so many wings?
They say that she would buy large amounts of food, use a van to pick it up, but never delivered it to the school.
Vera was just winging it.
Winging it!
That is insane.
I would probably be choosing the pigs in the blanket, though, over... The chicken wings.
I was going to say, quick, name a crime Josh would probably commit. The chicken wings. I love
long.
Me some chicken wings.
Too, so.
Clickbait.
$1.5 million in chicken wings, though. Like,
that's
she
so
thinks she
much.
Was not going to get caught. Hey, make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a viral TikTok prank that's going on right now called the Give Me My Money prank. Give me my money, where you get a group of people together and you have to say that in the most bombastic way. Give me my money. But you're all in on the prank because the last person that does it all crazy and wacky because they're the last one, and everybody just stands there and looks at them like they're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
That's funny,
I
man.
I feel like an idiot for making that our clickbait today.
Those are good.
It's viral, you guys. Check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.